Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Okay, I guess I'm on. This is Dr. Connie McNeil. Welcome to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is In the Arms of the Angels. And what I like to do on Thursday nights between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock is provide more information about angels, relationships with angels, how to connect with your angels. Tonight is going to be an introduction of angels you can call upon. I have a website at www.drconniesays.com. At the half hour of this show, I do open the boards up for angel card readings. So if you would like to have a angel card reading, please call in, and I would love to be able to be of service to you. So let's go ahead and get started. I want to introduce the angels to you and a little bit about who they are and how you can call upon them. There are 9 different classifications, I guess you could call them, of angels. Archangels are very powerful beings, and they are God's messengers. The 9 different choirs start with the seraphim, who are the highest order of angels, and they are said to be pure shining light because they are the closest to God. Down from the seraphims are the cherubim, and those are usually the little chubby angels that you see on posters, and sometimes you'll see them on stamps. Very popular with paintings, Renaissance paintings. They were kind of chubby little children looking like things. But they are pure love, and they are usually depicted as children, and they are the second highest order of angels. The third classification are the thrones. And the triad of the seraphim, cherubim, and thrones reside in the highest realm of heaven. And it's the thrones that's kind of the bridge between the material and the spiritual, and they represent God's fairness and justice. And it's good to know these different classifications, and I do want to point out that most of this information has come from Doreen Virtue, so I do want to give her an applaud for the tremendous work she has done with getting people to know more about angels. But the importance to know about the different levels of angels is as you become better acquainted with them, then you are going to be able to open yourself up to a larger group of angels and understand the power and the order behind this angelic realm. It's not a, when we call on the angels, they're not ghost-like figures or something that we make up in their mind. They are actual beings of energy and beings of light, and there is a rhyme and a reason and a purpose and an order for this classification of help. So the highest level of the angel realm are the seraphim, cherubim, and the thrones. The next three in the group are called the dominions. The dominions are the overseers or the managers of the angels. So they're sort of the, you know, the go-to guy for the angels, I guess. Virtues have been given order over the physical universe. So they watch over the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, including the Earth. So when you're talking about archangels, for example, and there are archangels who would fall under the virtue or the dominion, it's just nice to know that not only are you accessing an archangel, but you're also accessing this higher realm of angels, which gives you a broader array of help and support and nurturing than you ever thought possible. Besides the dominions and virtues in this middle group are the powers. And as their name implies, these are the peaceful warriors, and they purify the universe from lower energies. And what I mean by lower energies is sometimes you can walk into a room and you can just feel either the negativity, you can feel the heaviness, you can feel the weight. There are people who could psychically attack other people. Voodoo dolls come to mind. Some types of magic, some spells that are actually powerful enough that can affect other people. And if you're feeling something from these lower energies, you can call on the archangels, and the archangels also derive their assistance from the band of angels called powers. The bottom three triad are the ones that we would be the closest to as humans. One is the principalities. These are the angels that are the closest to the earth. They watch over the planet, the nations, the cities to ensure that God's will and God's will is done and there is peace on earth. So when you're thinking about your angels, you can also think of these higher order of angels. When you want to do something to bring peace to the planet, then you have the principalities that you can also call upon, as well as your guardian angels and the archangels. The archangels are the overseers of humankind, and they are the supervisors, of, so to speak, of the guardian angels. So each archangel has a specialty that represents a specific aspect of God. And the reason that there are so many archangels is because there are so many variances within us. And the specialness within us can attach itself to one or more of the archangels. The bottom three of the triad, for the ones that are closest to the earth, are your guardian angels. You are born with at least one, if not two, guardian angels, and these angels stay with you throughout your lifetime. And these are the angels that you can immediately call upon if you run into any sort of situation where you feel fearful, where you feel lonely, where you feel afraid, where you feel vulnerable. So each of these band of angels, because some people say, how come do I pray to God? Do I pray to the angels? How come if the angels are here, you know, am I worshiping the angels? All of the power and the glory goes to God. God and the angels are not separate. They are, because we are all one. When you pray to God, there is an element of the angels automatically being involved. And when you ask for help and you ask for support, whether you ask God, whether you ask one of the ascended masters, such as Jesus or Kuan Yin or Moses or somebody else that you would want to call on, Buddha, Muhammad, it's like you're tapping into the same line. So you don't have to worry about which specific name to call on. You don't have to worry about how you say your request. You can think it. You can say it out loud. You can say it in as many words as you want, or you can say, help, and that's all you need to say. But because the angels will never violate your free will, they will not come and help you unless you ask them. Even if they know that they could swoop down and do something and solve your problems, they can't do it unless we ask. Each of the reason that sometimes it's easier to access the angels is because each of the angels, band of angels, vibrate at a different frequency. Humans vibrate relatively at the same frequency. And the guardian angels and the archangels, their vibration is the closest to the humans. And that's why it's easiest to access them, because our vibrations are similar. So trying to access when we're in a stressful, fearful, painful, sad, depressed, anxious, worried situation, and we want to call on God Almighty or the universe or Creator, it's like a turtle trying to run a race with a Ferrari. The difference between the vibration and the speed is so vast that you can't even hardly put them in the same sentence. That's why you can call on the angels, especially the guardian angels and the archangels, and know that you are heard because their vibration is similar to ours. And I know when I'm stressed or I'm tired, I need to have a companion that's close to me that I feel like I can relate to. And that's what these angels do. So what I'd like to do is spend a little bit of time introducing you to the angels, so that when you find yourself in a particular situation, you'll know an angel that you can call upon. And you can't call on a wrong one, because the angel, if you call on Archangel Michael and you want healing, Archangel Michael's not going to say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I don't do healing. You should have called on Archangel Raphael." Sometimes it's nice to connect, like having the direct line to the right guy. But you can call on any angel, anytime, any way, anyhow. As long as you call, then you're going to get assistance. So there are usually four archangels that are most popular. The first one is Archangel Michael, who is by far the most popular as far as being mentioned in the Bible, as far as names of churches and organizations and people being named Michael. He's a very strong, powerful archangel who can come to your side when you need protection, especially. And this would be protection for safety. You can call on Archangel Michael, for example, when you're in your vehicle, not only for you and the passengers in your car, but the drivers in the other car and pedestrians that are surrounding the street. Call on Archangel Michael to have those sort of protection for travel. You can also call on Archangel Michael for guidance with your job and career, especially where your reputation and your job status is involved. Then he's a very powerful ally to have on your side. Michael is the go-to guy for your life purpose. If you don't know what your life purpose is, call on Archangel Michael, and you will be given guidance step by step for moving into the direction that you were meant to be with. He will not only guide your step, but he will help you make whatever changes need to be made. So it's very important when we call on any of the archangels that we listen and do what is asked of us. And it will come with some sort of intuition. It'll either be a, some people hear words, some people see signs, some people just have an automatic knowing, some people hear. So there's any number of ways that the angels can connect with us. But however they do that, when we get a message from the angels, it's in our best interest to do what's asked of us. It's interesting, but Archangel Michael is also the angel to call on. He's a really good fix-it guy. He's a repair guy. People have called on Archangel Michael for knowledge on how to repair certain things, or called on Archangel Michael to have the right person come over and help repair something in the home, especially if it has to do with your life purpose. So if you're a writer, it would be, you know, the computer, and if you're a stay-at-home mom, it could be your car. So he's kind of a multi-purpose type of guy. So you can call on him for cleansing and shielding. For example, Michael will take away the fear of a certain situation. And what you can do if you are feeling fearful, worried, anxious, even if you don't even know what you're worried and anxious about, one of the ways that you can access Michael is by asking him. It's almost like having a big vacuum cleaner. And you put the top of you put the vacuum through the top of your head, through the crown chakra. And you just let Michael absorb and vacuum out the fear and the anxiety and the thoughts and the muscle tension and all of the feelings that you're having that you would have made you know you were worried or anxious to begin with. He's also really good once he clears this energy of filling you with a white light, because he's not going to leave you with an empty space. So he will always fill it with his pure white light so that you're guarded and protected. What I do a lot during my day, because I'm sensitive to spirits and sensitive to energy, is put a white shield around me, and I ask Archangel Michael to help me put this white shield around me so that I am less vulnerable to picking up the energy of other people. Michael is also good with cutting cords, and a cord is like a hollow tube, and it's attached from you to another significant person in your life, whether it's your parents or a spouse or a boyfriend, girlfriend, or students or teachers or anybody. There's nothing wrong with cords. It's just that they drain our energy. So what Michael can do is he can come in with his sword and he'll cut those cords so that our energy is not being sucked out of us and you know, given to other people, because a lot of the times, if we're care providers and we want to be of service to other people and we want to help other people, we also can end up giving our energy to other people. And when those cords happen, Michael would be the guy to go to for cutting those cords. And you might know that you need a cleansing, or you need shielding, or you need to have your cords cut. If you're having mood swings or energy swings, you feel great one minute and the next minute you can't get out of bed, things are looking great one minute, and then the next minute, you know, it's gloom and doom. So when you start to feel a lot of that, and you start to feel like you're just sort of all over the map and you're not able to concentrate and you're not able to focus, Michael's really a great ally to have. So call on Michael, and he will do whatever, you know, he feels like he needs. One of the good things about the angel cards and doing angel readings is when I use the Archangel Michael deck, there are cards in there that specifically talk about cleansing and clearing and cutting cords. And so if that is a need for you, and Michael knows that, then it's very possible that, you know, that card would be attracted to you. The next one of the archangels is Archangel Raphael. He is the healing angel. You can ask for healing. And Archangel, the color with Archangel Raphael is green. And imagine a green light surrounding whatever part of your body that's hurting. So if your knee's hurting, you can, you know, if you have arthritis in your hands or your knees, you can just see your knees or see your hands, see a body organ that needs healing surrounded by green light. A lot of people get an instantaneous shift in their pain level or their discomfort level, and some people's condition is eradicated completely just because they call on the healing powers of Archangel Raphael. He can help with referrals to healthcare providers. He can help with pain management to reduce or eliminate the pain. There are some persistent health issues, and those can be a cause of either a karmic past life agreement or a karmic payback. It could be the soul's choice for this particular lifetime because there's a lesson to be learned. So if you find that you have a persistent health condition, you can still call on Archangel Raphael, and he can help you with learning the lesson for the pain or the discomfort or the condition that you have. I was reading about a woman, and one of the lessons she learned was how closely she was connected with the angels because of the pain that she has. I have another friend who's extremely psychic, and those of us and those of you who are very psychic or very spiritually connected, it's not unusual, because you're so open spiritually, that a lot of the time there's an element of illness that comes with that. So it's not unusual for great healers to also have some sort of a physical condition that goes with that. So just because you don't get immediately healed does not mean the angels are not on your side. It just means that there's a bigger purpose for the pain that you're having. You can ask Archangel Raphael for healing for your pets. If you are a healer, if you want to go into medicine, if you want to go into psychiatry or psychology or some other helping field, then if you're going to be a healer, a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, a massage therapist, healer at any level, go to Archangel Raphael, and he will guide you to schools. The angels can help with tuition. They can help with all sorts of commuting issues. Don't hesitate to call on the angels for anything, but if you're going into service for others, especially call on the angels, because they've called you into service and they surround you and want to be there to help you. Archangel Gabriel. This is very important for women who are having problems with conception or adoption, pregnancy of any problem, or rearing children. Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel is your go-to guy. He works very closely with Mother Mary to minister to not only sensitive children, but help with any type of pregnancy concern or adoption issue. Those of you who want to work with children, call on Archangel Gabriel. She helps with obtaining clear messages from God and the other angels, so that you know for sure which way to turn or which way to go. Gabriel also helps with teachers, counselors, writers, artists, actors, so any sort of art type of endeavor. Because there's usually a message in the art, then Archangel Gabriel is the person to call on. So she will not only help with the writing or the presentation of whatever it is you want to present, but also help polish your skills and open up doors of opportunity for you. So one of the ways that you might know that you're attached to a certain angel is most of the angels, because, again, they vibrate at a frequency, they emanate a color. And if you are attracted to certain colors, newly attracted especially, but if you've always been attracted to certain colors, certain crystals or stones, it's very possible that you're being led to those colors or to those stones because it's the same color as the vibration that the angel vibrates at. And so it's a connection to that angel to have that color either in a stone or wearing the color or having it around your house. So Uriel is the angel for intellect. I always picture Uriel as being just pure white light. If you have issues with focusing your attention, if you want to receive knowledge and wisdom and understand, just an understanding is needed, then you can work with Archangel Uriel to give you that. Archangel Chamuel is the angel if you are looking for a missing item. And it's very important that to the angels that our stress is reduced and we remain at a calm level, because when we are calm and when we are grounded and when we feel at peace, then we have a better connection and can hear the angels better. So you do not have to hesitate to call Archangel Chamuel to find your keys or to find that missing item. They are more than happy to help. So you can also call on Archangel Chamuel to have more information on your life purpose, to ask for a better job or a better home situation, and also to get the right relationship. Archangel Chamuel, as well as Archangel Raphael, can work in conjunction together to find the right relationship for you. So let me stop right now. Mark, are you here? Okay, Mark is not here, so I'm going to let you know that you are listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Dr. Connie McNeil with In the Arms of the Angels. This show airs every Thursday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and I'm always happy to have you listen in so that we, as a team, get to know our angels better and get to know that they are real beings that are sent by the Creator to assist us with anything as mundane as finding our car keys, to anything as traumatic and large as healing from a illness or protection from life's events. So there's such a broad, spectacular array of energy surrounded by the angels that it's truly a wonderful thing to have the relationship with them. You can call on Archangel Ariel, and she helps with environmental issues. And when I talked earlier about the different levels of the angels, she is the leader of the band of angels known as the Virtues. So they govern the order of the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. If you are interested in gardening, farming, keeping water clean, any environmental concerns, she's the one to call on. Anytime that you want to connect with nature, when you're hiking or camping, one of the ways, I think the best ways, is if you are out in nature and have an affinity for being there, call on Archangel Ariel. And don't be surprised if you get some sort of an inkling of an angelic presence. Some people will see like lights, little flickering lights, and Ariel kind of, when her vibration is like a pale pink. So if you see a lot of that color around, which could be exactly why there's so much pink in the sunrise and the sunset, because she's so involved in the earth that it makes so much sense that she would actually appear in nature. So call on her when you're out in nature, and just sit quiet and be still and listen, and you might be amazed on the connection that you get, because the angels are so wanting to connect with us. That, especially when we're, you know, in their backyard, that they are more than ready to, connect back with us. If you find animals, domesticated or wild, birds, fish, you can call on Ariel to help heal those wild animals as well as domesticated animals. So some of the archangels, they sort of cross abilities, because Archangel Raphael also is the person, the angel you can call on for healing of your pets. But you can also call on him and Archangel Ariel to provide nurturing and support for wild and domesticated animals as well. The next angel is the Archangel Metatron. Metatron and Sandalphon are the only two angels whose names do not end in E-L. They are also the only two archangels that were once human. Archangel Metatron was the prophet Enoch. And there is the story in the Bible that, more of a colloquial story where, you know, Enoch is out walking and God just appears before Enoch and says, you know, why don't you just come on to my house? He's the only person that never died. He just disappeared. And, the Bible says he just went to be with God. So are you there, Mark?
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Dr. Connie. My name is Jen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How can I help you?
I got a question. Do you see, what was I going to say? I am going up for a job next week. And what do you see? Because I want your feedback on everything.
Well, is it a job you want?
Yes.
It is a job you want. Is it the job that that moves you towards your higher purpose?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. I'm going to do a reading for you for Archangel Michael. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but he's the Archangel for life purpose.
Yes,
so,
funny. I think I was reading about those angels. I took a course in integrated energy therapy.
Uh-huh.
And they went over the certain angels that you call in when you're doing the energy work.
Okay. Well, I know that there's is this what you do, is energy work?
Well, actually, no, I don't. I kind of been, like, all over the place, actually. So as soon as I heard you talk about him, I'm like,
Well, I know that there are a number of healing angels. When people are doing energy work, or they are doing healing work with animals, or whatever it is they're doing, I know that there's any number of angels that can come through. So. All right, so the cards that I pulled for you were, how do you do when you go into interviews? Are you pretty nervous, or are you feel
confident? I'm really good. I'm very nervous. I've been going to school for this, and I just had two teachers, kind of pretty much put me down. And I was like, really? One has been on my nerves. He's not even my teacher. He's an antagonist. He has no social skills. And I really pretty much tell him, like, what are you doing? You don't need to be here. And I think he just likes to make people look, he likes to speak down on people, I guess. And he basically said, yeah, okay, you're never going to see yourself on that job. And I thought, you know what? I'm kind of sort of paying your salary, so shut your hole and go sit down.
Right. All right. Well, regardless of what this individual said, I'm going to tell you what Archangel Michael said. Michael is wanting you to go forward fearlessly. Archangel Michael is wanting you to go in with the attitude of, if not this job, one better.
Okay.
And I want you to go with the attitude that they're not only interviewing you, but you're interviewing them. Because if this is your higher purpose and higher calling, then you get to be in a place, and Archangel Michael will prepare a place for you that is going to let you be the best you can be.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in there with all your bells and whistles, and you just be who you are. The situation is already resolved. So because we can look at something in the wholeness of, okay, I have this job interview, but I know that the job is there. Whether it's that job or another job, I know the job is there. So it's looking at it as a whole. And whatever works out for you, that situation, your job situation, has already been resolved, and it's going to be a very favorable outcome.
Mm.
So everything is looking very bright and positive for you right now. Archangel Michael wants to remind you of how powerful you are, and that when you go in and you look at them as much as they're looking at you, then you help create the situation that you want. And it helps create the power that you want, that you're not a victim to, oh, I don't know, I never thought I'd have to work all night, but yeah, you know, if I have to have this job. So you get to go in with the power that you are.
Did you just say overnight?
I said, I was just saying that, let's pretend that I didn't
want
to work all night.
It's funny
because
I am going to be working overnight.
Well, you know, and if that's not something that you wanted, then you can certainly go in and maybe start with an overnight position, but you don't have to compromise. You don't have to compromise.
They're very, place I'm going to is not right up the street. It's pretty, it's a little distance, but it's my foot in the door for what I want to do.
Perfect.
You know, so that's why I feel like, you know, this, if it's not this one, then it's the next one. But I'm pretty sure that they're going to be offering you the job.
Perfect. Well, Michael is telling you that the situation looks great, that you don't have to be, you don't have to go in and second guess, are you doing the right thing? You go in there with, you know, all the might and power that you are, and know that this is the stepping stone to get where you really want to be.
Exactly, yes, a stepping stone. But, I mean, here that I paid all this money to go to school, and they're like, you're not confident enough. You're messing up all over the place. And I'm like, well, you're staring at me. And actually, if I'm in the casino, it's a casino job. I'm like, if I'm in the casino, not everybody's going to be staring at me. They're going to be talking with me. It's a totally different environment.
Yeah, just because you have the credentials to teach doesn't mean you're a teacher.
Exactly. Yep.
But also, there's a lesson that you can learn. If every relationship I get into is an opportunity to learn a lesson, then how do I get to respond when someone says, you don't know what in the heck you're doing?
That's true.
Yeah. So what lesson can I learn? Because this may be something that you may run into on the job. But instead of looking at this person and say, how dare you, you can look at you and go, I wonder why that bothered me.
It's funny. Normally it doesn't bother me, and normally I feel very confident, but I think it's just something just switched, and I'm like, ooh, like I'm all clammy, and, you know, but I'm not normally like that.
Well, that's why Michael wants you to go in fearlessly and let you know that if it's not that job, it's already the your life purpose and the job and the path that you're going on is already laid out for you if you choose just to follow what the angels tell you to do.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if let's pretend they say, oh, heavens, no, never you, then great, fine, because the next job, or you're going to something even better. And it may, I'm not saying you're not going to get that job. I'm just saying that what Archangel Michael is saying is, you don't worry about it. And because you don't have to worry about it, you can go in and just be as, you just go in fearlessly because Michael's got your back.
Gotcha. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, my love. Good luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much. And I really enjoyed listening to what you were saying.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too, ma'am.
Hey, Dr. Connie, it's Mark.
Hey.
Hey, sorry about that. Yeah, we were having a little technical difficulty with the switchboard, so I was screening people on the back end. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to bring Mary Lou on.
Mary Lou, all righty.
Mary Lou, you're on the radio with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Dr. Connie.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm pretty good, actually.
Well, good. That makes two of us. So, how can I be of service?
Should I ask a question, or should I just be open to whatever Spirit has for me?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. Well, then I'd like to know if you see anything positive developing in my love life.
Alrighty. I'm going to put the phone down so I can shuffle the cards. Okay. Hang on just a minute. I actually have you on speakerphone. Is this okay?
Absolutely.
All right. You know what? I was going to do the Archangel Michael cards, but I'm going to do the therapy cards for you. For some reason, that just feels like what I'm supposed to do for you. The answer to your question is yes.
Yay.
See, God says he's going to give us the desires of our hearts. And if the desire of your heart is to have a romantic partnership, then the question is not, am I going to have a romantic partnership? The question is, am I willing to do what I need to do to be in a place to have my romantic partnership? Do you see the difference?
Yep.
Yeah. So sometimes we want the bread like the little red hen. We want the bread without having to do the work. Ah, you got Archangel Raphael, who is actually one of the archangels for finding your soulmate. So he is definitely working with you, and you do not have to worry about getting your guy or girl.
I don't want a girl.
Okay. I didn't want to assume. So you are also very sensitive right now. So do you find that you get confused or numb, or you just sort of kind of space out, or you just sort of
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's because I'm going to put this phone. Hang on, let me get off the. Okay, that's because you are profoundly sensitive right now.
Wow.
So one of the things that the angels want you to do, which is a good thing, because you're very connected. All right, and I don't know whether you're always. I get the sense that you're always kind of sensitive. That this isn't something brand new for you. But one of the things that the angels want you to do as they're preparing you to find your mate is to respect how sensitive you are. So you may need to deal with your sensitivities in a healthy way. So you may need to, I don't know if you drink or smoke or what kind of environment you find yourself in, but you need to be very sensitive to chemicals and harsh environments because they're going to make you spin more.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Don't know. I have to think on that.
Okay. All right. So here's what I'm getting. I'm getting that you have a lot of angelic support. Not only do you have Archangel Raphael, who works with finding your soulmate, but you also have a number of ascended masters, which would be very religious and very spiritual people that walked on the earth at one time. So it's Kuan Yin, it's Moses, it's Buddha, it's Jesus, it's Muhammad, it's any great spiritual leader that you have an affinity for.
Yes.
So you have your ascended masters and you have Archangel Raphael. But what you are right now is extremely sensitive. So you need to honor that sensitivity. And it's hard for the angels to guide you and direct you if you're numbing out because you can't deal with how sensitive you are.
Okay.
You're not doing anything wrong. It's just that you're so sensitive that sometimes certain foods or certain situations that maybe I could deal with, you can't. So when you find that you're not there, numbing out or you're all over the map or you're not focusing, call on the angels, call on your ascended master or masters, call on Archangel Raphael to kind of bring you down and calm you down a little bit.
Okay.
So that you can focus and you can hear what the angels are saying. They also are asking you to look at different workshops or seminars that would be of interest to you. So I don't know if you're looking at anything or if you've been thinking about anything, but somehow the meeting your soulmate, your life partner, is probably going to involve some sort of a workshop or a seminar. Whether you learn something about relationships or about yourself or about, or whether he's there.
Could I have already met them?
Sure. Of course.
Okay.
But it's hard to have a relationship with somebody who isn't 100% present. If yep. I'm not taking care of myself.
As in me.
As in you.
Okay.
So the seminar or the workshop might be something along a spiritual line. If you are very highly spiritually connected, then the workshop or the seminar might even help elucidate some of the information that you would need to.
I bring people in for spiritual workshops all the time.
What do you mean you bring them in?
I have a group, and I get speakers to come in, and sometimes they're long workshops, and they charge money.
Okay. So your life purpose and your being the person you want to be in this man's life, involves workshops and seminars. So keep doing what you're doing, and you may even want to ramp it up a little bit by spending a lot of time meditating on your next workshop or your next seminar so that you're even more finely attuned. Does that make sense?
Yes, but, you know, I have other fields other than this one.
Okay.
You know, I have a professional field that I would go to workshops or seminars in.
Great. But yeah, that's part of your life purpose is going to involve bringing in these people, but your guy's going to be involved in that too. And he's going to be supporting you, or he's going to be helping you with that, or you're going to, if you haven't already met him, which you may have, you're going to meet him there.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye now.
Hey, Dr. Connie. It's Mark.
Hello.
Yes. So, I guess I'll ask a question since we're in the last couple minutes of the show. And that is, what do you see as far as finances, and probably more importantly, is what's the lesson here for me?
Faith is one thing. Faith is popping out all over the place for you. I mean, hang on, I'm gonna put you on speaker. I need to get one of those. I've got earbuds in the car for some reason. I just never go out and get them. All right, so. Finances and lesson. I'm using my Archangel Michael cards because I don't know that I could use anything else with you. I can tell you right now that you're going to be fine. And I have a feeling that this financial issue is a past life thing. So... it's much, much more than what's on the surface. You don't have to be in any rush to make any sort of decision because the angels are telling you that you have time on your side. Michael wants you to fearlessly pursue what you've been pursuing and to have confidence and know that God's in charge. And to make an all-out commitment that regardless of what it takes, you're going to follow through with your divine plan. But the most important thing for you is you have times on your side. So if you feel rushed about anything, about making any sort of a commitment or a decision, the rushness, the feeling is coming from you and not from the angels. It's coming from your own fear.
Okay, that's excellent. Thank you. That's a beautiful message.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Because I find that you inspire me. So I sort of ride on the wind behind you. As you soar, I'm just somewhere back there in the backdraft. But the angels have so many amazing things for you that you have nothing to worry about.
Well, you know, I think I give a good example because I'm a true believer that the only way that you can teach is by example, you know, not trying to change other people, but just by basically living your life and living it the way you want to and setting that example for everybody else. And through that, that's where the change comes from. So, you know, this is a good example of saying even the greatest like us or, you know, the teachers that we are, that we even have our rough times that we go through, and it's just part of our journey.
Right. Right.
And also that we're willing to kind of step forward and ask for help also.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I look at myself and I go, you know, I have been through so much, and I know that if God can use me, then God can use anybody. Because I'm very, I've been down in the trenches so long on so many things that God can use anybody, anywhere, anytime, and the more I go through, the more I learn, you know. So it's really a pretty cool journey. When you just give it up and give it to God, it's really a pretty cool journey.
You know, I've studied the archangels for quite a while, but I'll just ask a quick question in the final minutes here. What is the archangel that you can actually use to bring in if you want to have some assistance with regressing yourself to clear that past life thing you want to look into?
Actually, I was just getting to this person right now. All right, let me get the correct pronunciation. Some of these just don't roll easy off the tongue. Jeremiel, Jeremiel. Jeremiel. He's the archangel that you call on for past life issues. To either help you remember something or that if you've carried something over into this life, he can help you remember that so that it may not resolve it, but at least it makes sense, because we end up continuing certain patterns we brought into this life. So now it elucidates some of that. So you understand, oh, okay, now I understand why I shoot myself in the foot every Friday night. You know?
So the past life issue, was it related to lack of abundance or poverty kind of things, or was it related to just faith?
It can be related to relationships. It can be related because some people, sometimes in a past life, we have made a vow of poverty. We've made a vow of chastity. We've made a vow of being a living some sort of a humbled lifestyle that carries through. Unless those particular issues are asked to be canceled, they can go in all directions of time. So you can ask for, if I'm finding that I have a lot of issues with money, it may be because I took a vow of poverty in an earlier life.
Okay.
You can also call on Raziel. So Raziel and Jeremiel.
All right, and here we go.
So
thank you for that. And for anybody who's been tuned in, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And go ahead and give out your website again for everybody as we get ready to end the show.
www.drconniesays.com. Thank you.
Good night, Dr. Connie. We'll listen to you on the radio next week.
All right.